to the drawing boards. It's back to the drawing board over advertising board policy for a council. And Calderdale Council's cabinet has been asked to look at the issue of street obstructions more widely, while balancing the views of affected disabled people, communities and businesses. Cabinet had agreed to pilot a scheme restricting where advertising boards, A boards, could be used in Hebden Bridge and Mytham Road streets, rather than imposing an outright ban, arguing support needed to be given to businesses coming out of the pandemic. But cross-party councillors called in the decision for scrutiny, and the resulting meeting included contributions from people affected by use of advertising boards. One Hebden Bridge mother, whose statement was read out by campaigner Jill Eaton, said her daughter, who was legally classed as blind, was mentally as well as physically affected following a collision with a board when nearby adults, who may have been unaware she had a disability, laughed. As a result, she confined herself to home unless her mother was there to guide her around a proliferation of A-boards around the town. As a parent, it is my experience that the overuse of A-boards restricts my child's freedom and opportunity to participate in her local community, said the statement. Councillor Anne-Marie Cowan said if people were prevented from going somewhere, in her case Brighouse Town Centre, because of their creed, colour or sexuality, it would not be tolerated, so why should it when the issue involved a disability? Councillors accepted the issue was complicated and a decision would be a difficult one, with Cabinet members indicating a willingness to look at the policy again as per the Scrutiny Board's eventual recommendation. Chair Councillor Howard Blagborough, Conservative, Brighouse, who supported Councillor Colin Hutchinson's Labour Skirkote, Colin, said the board would be happy to play its part to shape better policy. Councillor Hutchinson, proposing this course of action, said, A-boards as a means of advertising deliberately obstruct the highway so people are forced to actually look at them and see what's on them. It causes particular problems if you can't actually see the obstacle in the first place and you have to try and work out what it is, how big it is, how you can best get around it. A number of other boroughs have advocated zero-tolerance policies, Bradford, Leeds and York City Centre, he said. Policy should encompass more than just A-boards, but also alfresco cafes and other street furniture, and it needed much more public consultation, said Councillor Ashley Evans, Lib Dem, Worley. Listeners may remember Colin Hutchinson as an eye consultant at Halifax Royal Infirmary for many years. He became a local councillor after his retirement.